Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I very much appreciate when you guys are part of the solution, which means you're involved, you get the information you need. As I've always said to you, you know, really, let's make sure you got what you need, the information is correct and true. You're not making it up or pulling off a website that sides with your line of thinking, your way of thinking, if you would. I mean, seriously. And then use that information to teach other people. You know, the biggest pushback I ever get, which I always get a kick out of, which is a telltale sign, I think, anyway. I've asked people that are 100% behind this transgender stuff. I always ask them, I say, hey, listen, why don't you start watching the detransitioning things? All right, why don't you start watching, or listening to some of the kids that have gone through this, and I do mean kids, and what they say their issues are. There's not 10 or 15 of them. There's thousands of them now. So instead of going to look for somebody to confirm what it's we're going to have Dr. Bridget Nelson on with us later on, but it's really funny because most people will go looking for a counselor that will agree with them, that will affirm what it is that they believe to be true. Right? If my husband made more money, I wouldn't have cheated on it. If my wife would pay more attention with me, I wouldn't have cheated on it. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. Right? So don't do that. If you truly care about your son, daughter, whatever, and you're going through this kind of thing, then find somebody who doesn't agree with you, who has a different viewpoint, and then weigh out what it is they have to say. That way there you've truly looked into all aspects of it. That's what I find amazing. It's kind of like, all right, if they feel that way, then I have to affirm them, and I have to find somebody to help me understand how to affirm them. But go watch some of these videos first. Then let me know truly how you feel, what you think. I don't know how I got off on that, but I did. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis says she's in deep trouble now, hearing as early as February, for hiring her lover to prosecute Trump. And this is even better, though, because she's using Georgia RICO laws against Trump. And it may not only just go off the rails, it might go off the rails, roll down the hill, crash, and burn. Right? And they're looking at how he financially, and then, you know, she financially also benefited from the prosecutor she hired. She'd been on trips with him, and he filed for divorce a few days after he got the contract. So now his wife, right, has subpoenaed her to deposition her on their relationship. I want you to think about this, okay? Which is a common thing to do. You know, in the divorce, to prove that, you know, he cheated on her, he had a different love affair, yada, 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 and all this. And she has now, Fanny, has now asked the court to squelch the subpoena because his wife is simply doing this as a political right. Reaching out politically or as a political movement. And I'm loving this. And Fanny, she accuses the ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife of all kinds of things. Remember, I can't, for years, I call these people a party of non-responsibility. All right? You know, you... no, people around them knew that there was some kind of relationship. Now let's go a little further with it. All of a sudden, she came out, she said, well, nobody has a problem with the fact that I hired a white female prosecutor. Right? Nobody had a problem with the fact that I hired a white male prosecutor. They're only having a problem with the black male prosecutor. No, it's not true. It's a lie. It's actually, I shouldn't say that. It's a spinning and shading of the truth. See, nobody else is getting paid. Now, they're all been hired at the same rate, but nobody else is getting the work that he's getting. Right? He's already got $640,000. One of the invoices shows 24 continuous hours of billing. For what? For being on the boat with her? While they went over the case history or whatever? I want to keep it clean. I mean, seriously. He's bought her gifts. He's taken her on a cruise. And so I find it interesting now. She's going after the soon-to-be ex-wife to say, you can't depose me. This is just a political game. Just amazing. Anyway, the motion goes on to have the charges against Michelle Roman dismissed, and for Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, and everyone in the DA's office to be disqualified for the RICO case against Trump. The filing claims that Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor hired to go after Trump, paid for luxury vacations. He took Fannie to Napa Valley and a cruise to the Caribbean. Is that all it takes? Show me the senior host. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Moonstruck. Because Cher's in it. And I won't take away her, you know, acting. She did a really good job in the movie. She's not even Italian. And she did a really good job of being, you know, portraying an Italian woman. And, you know, you just, that could have been my cousin's house. We all live pretty close to each other. Could have been my cousin's house on a Saturday morning or whatever. Although my uncle probably would have knocked her silly. But anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know what? Here we go. Alfonso Rachel joins us. He is, well, you're pretty much everything. You're the man, so to speak, right? He's the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, Come up, give me some, you know, give me something. About, oh, and a extraordinaire when it comes to being a drummer. You know, us drummers, we got kind of like a connection to each other, right? And it don't matter what color you are, does it?
Nope.
Yeah, we understand each other's jokes. You know, you don't let drummers loose in a music store. You just don't do it. Because they'll find that drum set, and they will find the sticks they can use on that drum set that says, do not play these drums. right? I mean, am I wrong here or what?
Hey, playing with our hands if we have to.
Yeah, so... All right, so let me... You know, I'm always pounding on our conservative friends who want to go buy Beyonce records and, you know, the records of these people that really... they shouldn't be. They shouldn't have anything to do with. But they're not buying your stuff. Why are they buying? Get them over to buy your music.
Yeah, yeah. If they're into something like a little on the pop side, a little bit of R&B mixing in with their pop, I got music for that. You can hit my my website, bronzeservantmedia.com, and click the store where it says Pour the Light In. And there's an album on there that I produced featuring Ava Aston on vocals. And I think that just might suit your palate if you want a little something, you know, since you can dance to, or a little something that's got a pop edge or indie R&B edge to it. Check that out.
Well, you know, again, it's not, how do I say this without sounding like I'm putting it down, but.
Satanic?
It's not satanic for sure. No, it's not music that I would have gone looking for or listening to, but when you listen to it, you listen to it and you know you, there's no reason why you shouldn't be buying this stuff. You know what I mean? Really that simple. Anyway, check it out. Check out Bronze Serpent Media. You also, again, we've got to be supporting each other. This is ridiculous that, you know, God's kids are scrounging for money when the devil's kids are having a field day. I ain't got any other way to put it, so tell people about your fundraiser.
Hey, well, thanks, man. Well, we're trying to upgrade our equipment, Joe. We the left out there, they have all these resources to put out all the media that they have, and we are just trying to do our part to compete. We don't want to complain, man. We want to compete. All right, we're trying to compete for this, the direction of this nation. Keep it, you know, one nation under God, and we got to promote that in the culture instead of like waiting for some politician to do it for us. We got to do it. We got to promote this stuff in the culture. So that's what we want to do, man. And we need the equipment to be able to do it. And you got a lot of people out there, man, and even the so-called, you know, conservative media who are leading a lot of people astray. But people are happy to pay them like long money, man, to stoke their pride and stoke their anger. Man, all we're asking for, Joe, is we're asking for 4 digits. All right, we're asking for a 4-digit budget to upgrade our equipment. While these people are getting like, you know, 10, you know, I mean like a 6 and 7 digits, man, to do what it is that they're doing, and they're leading people astray.
But so, I don't. Why is it that our brothers and sisters, our conservative brothers, are not? You know, the left likes to say, you know, we got all the money, we got this, and we got that. Why is it that they are? Our conservative brothers and sisters. Now, I got listeners that are great. They do donations. They, you know, send money by product. But we fight really hard to get pretty much every nickel we get.
Sure.
When I had that whole thing go down with Katie Hill, and then I, again, as the judge said, I was innocent. She's been tagged with, or she's supposed to give me money now. I can't. She claimed bankruptcy, so I won't see a nickel of that. But when we were trying to raise money for that, for the legal fees, it was tough to do, and yet she got $300,000 in a heartbeat.
Wow!
I mean, do they believe in their? Do they believe in their causes more than we believe in ours?
Yeah, that's a chunk of it right there.
Yeah, you know, I don't want you. I mean, they've left me $67,000 in debt, and I'm sure they're all giggling and think it's wonderful. But anyhow, we didn't call to talk about me. We called to talk about you and Charlie Kirk.
Or me.
Yeah, you, period.
But hey, the thing is, Joe, you know, Paul knew. Paul talked about this kind of stuff, man. He was going through the same thing. You know, he would say, I wish that, it's like, you guys got all this, you know, support for these fools. You guys have this support for these false teachers. You guys go after these fools. And these people who are just totally leading you astray. And Paul's like, man, I wish you guys would see me as a fool. It's like, if you saw me as a fool, maybe you would support me. You know? But he's like, look, man, I have a right. And this is Paul saying this. I have a right to make a living, you know. And, you know, it's like I'm basically eating dirt trying to bring you guys the truth. And you guys are just you guys go for these sensationalists.
The thing we have to be careful about, and we were going to talk about this. Funny how we get led around. I have a real problem with people who immediately tag a pastor who has money as a heretic. And because I have two schools of thought on this. Interestingly enough, if you have a better car, you have a better house, you have two houses, you've been on vacation in the Caribbean, and the pastor goes on vacation to Caribbean, then he's not doing what God wants him to do, and right. He's a bad man, and he's a this, and that kind of stuff. And I get the biggest kick out of that. And yet, you know, you worship at the altar of Apple, you worship at the altar of Microsoft, and Bill Gates and these guys have got $1 billion that they're using against you. Uh-huh. And yes, I realize there's bad pastors, so don't. Right, but you've got a lot of good pastors out there, truly spewing the word, giving money to the poor, but they have money, and all you guys want to do is tear them down. Why are you eating your own?
I know, right? And Jesus himself, I mean, Jesus went through this with Judas. You know, it's like you got people in the church so hung up on what the pastor's doing with the money, and Jesus is like, man, shut up, leave her alone. It's like this is her earnings, this is her property, and while you're trying to judge her and make yourself like more righteous than me, you're the one stealing from the treasury. You know? So
he had a treasury.
Yeah.
If you ain't got no money, you don't need no treasury, right?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Jesus' ministry had a treasury, yes.
I'm sorry, we just lost a whole bunch of pious listener. Anyway. Yeah, because we're heretics now. All right, back to we're going to go for a break here in less than a minute. But I do want to hit the Charlie Kirk issue because I'm reading all kinds of different angles on it. I haven't had time to look into it, but I'm sure you have. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A landmark Department of Justice report is released into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications,
in training and in preparedness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on the 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
An appeals court decision is a loss for Apple and anyone who ordered a new Apple Watch. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling that upholds the ban. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be truly part of the whole conversation. Not part of it, the whole thing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, but I love it when Zoe joins us. Alfonso Rachel, who I lovingly refer to as Zoe, and he is the host of the Zopi and Den Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and you know how many people probably cringe when I say he's host of the Zopium Den? I mean,
really?
It's like, I don't see them little hookie things behind you. I mean, what is that?
It's the holy hookah, man.
Oh, okay, so there you go. I can live with that one. All right, so we were talking about Charlie Kirk, and I was looking through stories earlier, kind of perusing them quickly. And it seems to be quite a few different takes on his comments. They're calling them out as racist comments. You tell me what you think.
Folks might want to have a little bit of reservations about where Charlie Kirk is coming from. Now, this guy is basically to fill the Republican tent. We gotta embrace homosexuality. I mean, even if we may not agree with it and stuff like that, but we gotta welcome that stuff, man, and transgenderism and whatnot. And it's like, okay, dude, you're obviously not a Christian first. And if leading people to Trump or leading people to the box, the ballot box, before is more important to you than leading people to Christ, then this is a big part of why we're losing this country. So I've already got, I mean, my red flags go up on Charlie Kirk as it is. Now, in terms of like Martin Luther King, so Charlie Kirk basically wants to make a name for himself by discrediting Martin Luther King, pointing out all these bad things he did. And whatever you don't like about Martin Luther King, if you're in the camp of Charlie Kirk, then you must hate Donald Trump too. If Martin Luther King a philanderer? Probably. Well, that would make Trump a philanderer too. He's been married like three times. Okay. And if you marry, I mean, if infidelity wasn't why you got divorced or anything like that, you got irreconcilable differences. Well, according to the Word of God, if you marry and you send your wife off to be married to somebody else or something like that, well, you're both committing adultery. So that would make Trump an adulterer like three times over. Trump was a big Democrat and a big Democrat contributor. Okay, so while these people are trying to say, well, Martin Luther King was a socialist or a communist or whichever, well, Donald Trump was contributing to the Democrat Party. You know, so it's like this hypocritical stuff that he's putting out there about Martin Luther King, and is just trying to make a name for himself by raising some sort of controversy on MLK Day is quite hypocritical. It's just below the belt. And it's a big reason why, Joe, I mean, basically he's trying to get Republicans to dislike Martin Luther King as much as the Democrats who killed him did. You know, and then people wonder why people think that the parties have switched sides because of people like Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, no, I love hearing that switch sides story all the time. I just look and smile. I don't even argue with them anymore because there's no getting through to them. But to your point a second ago, it was one of the things that every year when MLK Day comes up, somehow, and I think it's because they're worried about how many conservatives, Republicans / conservatives, honor MLK, they got to come up with all the nasties that he did, which means, again, as you've seen happen over the last 5 years or so, that discounts anything and everything good that he did.
Yeah.
You know, I was at an MLK event, and they were talking about, what was it? Oh, they were giving a speech on him. And then they were talking about the day that he was killed. The inference was by a white man, right? And I'm thinking, okay, what party was he affiliated with? I'm kind of confused here.
Yeah, you would think.
You'd never hear that, right?
Right. No, exactly. People don't. And it's like Charlie Kirk is going to waste this time trying to dig up dirt on Martin Luther King. And it's like when you could put that energy into, well, did you consider who killed him? Martin Luther King was harassed, jailed, and murdered by Democrats. Martin Luther King was fighting Democrats. But that narrative has been effectively erased where it was just like Martin Luther King was just fighting bigoted white people. It's like, no, he was fighting against Democrats. The policies that he was fighting against were instituted by the Democrat Party, the Apartheid Party of America. That's the Democrat Party. And this is what that Martin Luther King was up against. Did he have some, it doesn't mean that Martin Luther King is beyond question. I got concerns. It's like in terms of his belief in God. He's one of those that, as far as I know, he doesn't believe that Jesus was God. I have a problem with that. In terms of his more collectivist views and whatnot, it's not that I don't know if Martin Luther King genuinely had collectivist views. What he had was a problem with the fact that Democrats infringed on the rights of blacks so badly that Martin Luther King was rightfully like, look, man, we need recompense. This has to be balanced out. Against the law, you guys have done these things to us, and it should be a law that you pay us back. You know, so the things that we want, yeah, they should be facilitated by you, by the things that you have deprived of us by law. You know, you made it a law to break the law against us. So, yeah, Martin Luther King might have seemed to have these collectivist views, but look what he was up against.
This stuff that I was thinking as you were talking, going back in my mind and thinking, okay, so look at who they hold up. Even though the left attack, and I don't believe it's the right writing all these negative things about MLK at all. So you may have a few like Kirk or whatever trying to get attention to your point. But you know, here's Jesse Jackson that they hold up at high esteem. It's almost like the one of the churches that have statues, right? You know, it's like a Jesse Jackson is a statue. They're going to bow down to him. Got a child out of wedlock. He used campaign money to support that, to support the girlfriend, the whole nine yards. Shh, don't say anything, right? Then he got sharpened on the IRS $4 million. He says, well, it's an error. It's a mistake. Go ahead. You tell them when you owe them $10,000 or $4,000, say, listen, guys, it's a mistake. You know, you guys got it wrong. I'll pay it when you prove to me that I actually owe it. And was he not an anti-Semite? Didn't he give a speech about the Jews at one point in time?
Right.
But they let him ride on that. And Biden, didn't he infer on MLK Day that George Floyd had more to do to stir up, the black community than MLK did? I'm thinking, I can't smoke enough dope to have this make sense.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, it's not, once again, I'm not trying to defend Martin Luther King's so-called sainthood. I'm just saying, folks, be careful when you're doing the Democrats a favor. Okay, Charlie Kirk is only doing this to help Charlie Kirk. And he's doing it. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose or not. If he's not doing it on purpose, then that means he's a real flippin' idiot. Because this helps the Democrat Party. It doesn't help Republicans at all. to do this. And so it's like, yeah, you want to be honest about some stuff, man, but that, or you think that you're enlightening people, but at what expense? It's not really worth it.
Well, some articles are inferring that because Gen Z is, like, really whacked when it comes to some of this stuff, he's trying to pull them in by using these terms and saying these things. And if he's doing anything, I don't want to say dishonest, but if he's doing anything disingenuous, how's that, like this, then he does deserve to be nailed. He doesn't deserve our respect, if you would, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, this kind of stuff is cheap bait. Joe, it's cheap, man. And but he's one of those people who thinks, you know, and this has been a detriment to the Republican Party, is this idea of big tent conservatism. You don't end up with a big tent of conservatives. You end up with a big tent of obscurity. This is why the Republican tent is imploding. You know, it's because we think that the strength is in the numbers. The strength is not in the numbers. What, no. I mean, whatever happened to quality, not quantity? You're just going to have a bunch of people in there. We talk about being the party of standards and values while bringing in people who don't have standards and values. And you just, well, we want you to vote for Trump. Man, that's not going to cut it.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys that when I see people leaving the Democrat Party, I'm not rooting for them to join the Republicans. I'm just happy that they, you know, that they left the party that actually has held them down forever.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to look at it, Joe. It's like, look, I mean, you guys have found that you're disenchanted with what the Democrats are doing or what they're not doing. But we've already seen, like I said, there was a Blexit after the Civil War. Blacks left the Democrat Party, got liberated from the Democrat Party by the Republicans, and went right back to the Democrat Party. So, it's like, let's not get so excited about this.
Wait a minute, it's not like we haven't heard that story before, right? Remember the Exodus with the
Exodus.
Jews, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you let us out here to the wilderness. We were better off being slaves, being whipped, and not having a life of our own. Send us back. It's like, my God, what are you guys drinking in those gold chalices?
Right? Right. And the bottom line of it is, you know, it can't just be about the Democrats are letting them down. What do we have to offer down?
I agree. You're right. All right. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, you probably know about this more than I do. You and Sonya in the entertainment world. This Little Nas X guy. You know? Well, you're a sledge X. I figure y'all kind of traveled the same over to your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Soho Return.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I know, though, you like a good baseline, too. Clean. You know what I'm saying? Not some of that crazy stuff you just can't keep up with. Joe Mazzini, your host. You know, let me just bring him on because I get excited about his appreciation for music. You know, so sometimes, what is it? Is it Facebook or one of those places? They have these mini videos, and there's always these girls. Guys, you've lost it, guys. Just go away. Girls on the bass. Have you seen some of those girls that play the bass and do the bass lines to some of these songs that we know? And they're just great. They got it going on. They can, because the bass and the drums, you got to feel. Okay? I mean, so anyhow, always get a kick out of it, though. They got it. They got it down, and I appreciate it so much. And then there's a couple of those drummers out there that freak me out.
Yeah.
They're so good, right?
Right. It's almost otherworldly, man. that level of drumming, one of the standards, the new standards out there is, or later standards is, gospel choppers. And, I mean,
gospel choppers?
Man, gospel chopping, man. I mean, these guys can, these cats can shred. And, it's inspiring. It's almost discouraging and inspiring at the same time. It's like, man, what's the point? I don't know if I'll ever be that good. but it's like, you want to get in there and you want to try anyway, you know? So,
Well, you know, what's really funny, I'm not going to get slack for this, but, you know, I was in a worship band for 3 years at church as the drummer. I remember going to the pastor going, dude, I am getting older. Can you please find somebody younger to do this? You know? And so, you know, you do it. And look, I loved it. I loved it. I appreciated it. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to do it. But I'll tell you what, when the new guys start coming in, they got different licks than we did, and, you know, handle things, we're more open to doing more. I don't even know what to call it. They had better feels and stuff because they were more willing to do it. We were always taught to kind of lay back, pull back. It's not about you. It's about worship to the Lord, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah, these drummers are cutting loose now. It sounds good, you know. Yeah. I mean, it used to be like, you know, I guess with the things that we were experimenting with, like it's maybe in our day, it was one of those things where it's like, hey, man, this is a band. It's not a drum solo. What drummers are doing now, it's they're doing a lot of intricate stuff, a lot of, you know, hybrids with these different rudiments and things like that.
Yep.
And it works. It's intricate. It's busy. But it works,
yep.
You know. So
and music is a great way to worship, as long as as long as you don't get lost in it and forget what it's truly for and who it's for.
Yeah,
it's a great way to worship. So,
yeah.
Speaking of somebody who says they know Christ, last Friday, what was it, or last week, Little Nas X. I don't know this person because, you know, look at me. I'm probably not one that listens to a whole bunch of hip hop. His first new single in nearly 2 years, J. Christ, and the music and the video, you know, they got heavy religious imagery. Did you see it?
I have not.
Oh. Well, the cover art features Little Nas X being pulled up on the cross.
Okay.
The video has him dressed up as the devil and Jesus and places him in a bunch of biblical scenarios. And, man, people went nuts on him. He says, I don't want to apologize, but I wanted to explain where my head was at and where it's been for the past week. First of all, when I did the artwork, I knew there would be some upset, with people simply because religion is a very sensitive topic for a lot of people. But I also didn't mean to mock. This wasn't a blank you to the people or blank you to Christians. It was just my art. Mm-hmm. So he felt perfectly comfortable with mocking Jesus. I'm sure he wouldn't have mocked other religions.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, since he didn't take consideration of those things and he's trying to say this wasn't a blank you, it's like, dude, if you're only considering yourself and your feelings, then it absolutely isn't a blank you to everybody else and a finger towards God. You struggling with your... If you're struggling with your spirituality and stuff like that, first up, you know that if you're anybody who considers themselves spiritual or aspiring to be spiritual, well, you know that that is something that you have to escalate to, right? It's not something that you necessarily devolve to. You consider spirituality as something to aspire to become a more spiritual person. If that's the case, then you should approach it with a sense of reverence. If it's higher than us and you can't. And if it's higher than us, then we can't dictate or just determine whatever we want in terms of what spirituality is, you know, because it's higher than us. So Lil Nas, assuming that he's going to do this spiritual exercise in creativity without consideration of what it would be implying, it's like, dude, maybe you should have waited on that. Prayed on it, really. Prayed to the Holy Spirit and say, God, give me foundation on this. Guide my steps. What am I supposed to do? And let the Lord convict you as far as that goes. But nah.
Well, you have to be listening, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he said, let me see, I'm not the first. Now listen to how you discount this, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not the first person to dress up as Jesus. I'm not the first rapper. I'm not the first artist, and I probably won't be the last. And I know, given my history with the Call Me By Your Name video, anything I do related to religion could be seen as mockery. And in this case, that's not true. He went on to directly address, not really apologize, for promoting the video released last week, features him downing communion wine and wafers. So he's making fun of, in my mind, communion. And, yeah. You know, there's no, was there really a need to go there? Is that really art? This is stuff that always makes me nuts. Is it really art?
It's not art, man. It's flat out. I mean, well, some people consider, I mean, that's, I guess, art's in the eye of the beholder. But he's once again proving that, you know, he's not considered of these things. And, you know, we talked about this before, Joe, because it says it in the Word of God. You can't be taking communion, man, without consideration of what it is. Yeah, it's like if he's down in this the sacrament wine, man, and according to his video or whichever, and eating these wafers, and has no idea what those things are implicating.
Yeah.
How the wine was prophesied to us in the Old Testament, and what the wafers mean, and the breaking of the bread. What that was representing in the Old Testament, if he hasn't done the consideration of those things and doesn't see for what it's always implied, then, yeah, that's something that's really going to tick the Lord off.
Well, so he goes on this. I don't want to spend as much time on this, but I'm just amazed. This, to me, is pretty much a stereotypical Sunday-go-to-meeting Christian would have a mindset of. And he goes, he says, you know, I thought there was something we all wanted to do as kids, but I didn't understand the reality of what it is. It's me just eating the communion, which is a symbolism of Jesus' blood and bones or something. I didn't know that's what it meant. I didn't mean it as cannibalism, or I didn't want to be a freak. He said, though I don't agree, this is all I always love. Like, what did Taylor Swift said, I'm not that kind of Christian when it came to abortion and such. He goes on to say, though I don't agree with all of Christianity's rules, I know not everybody follows Christianity by the book 100%. Well, that's true. That doesn't make it right, though. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I've always, and you know, people who follow the rapper, you're going to hear people say, oh, you know, he apologized for it, he didn't understand, and I'd be going, no. You claim to be a Christian, I know you're not going to get it perfect, but darn, you are going to understand what it's about. Well, you believe in something, you have no clue what it means, really?
Right. Yeah, folks need to. He needs to understand. It's like, look, we don't follow a religion; we follow Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus Himself is the law. And if He's the law, then we have an obligation to study the law.
Yeah.
And so, which I guess in effect makes us law students of the eternal law. And we have to study. And yeah, he's just going off and assuming that he can just go ahead and pass the bar on his own and just get on out there and just be, hey, I can be a Christian according to whatever. And it's like, no, dude, it don't work that way.
Yeah, I find it all, again, I wish people own it, right? You're going to mock? You're going to do what you're going to do? Have the guts to own it and not crawl into a corner afterward and go, oh, God, I was caught. That's the part that bothers me.
Yeah.
Right? I wish we had more time because I want to talk about, what's her name? Joy, Reed. Reedless. Yeah, Joyless Reed. I like that. That's a better name for her.
And Joy Behar. Both of them sound kind of saying the same thing. You're probably talking about what they said about those cats in Iowa.
Yeah. Oh, they're all white Christian nationalists. They feel like the land belongs to them. Well, darn it, the land belongs to my daddy, and so therefore it belongs to me.
Hey, these are race-baiting Gorgons, man. It's all really what it all comes down to. And, you know, this idea that Trump is trying to, you know, lead people to take the country back for white people.
Don't you forget that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a stretch of the imagination. I don't know of anybody, and I know a lot more Republicans than they do. I don't know of anybody who has that attitude, man. I don't have it. And like I said, the Republican Party today is the mainstream Republicans. Big disappointment to me, but as much as they are, I don't know anybody. And I know that there's some, but like I said, I know more than they do, and I don't know anything that way.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right. God bless. So, you know, keep up the good work. Get over to BronzeSerpentMedia.com, BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Check it out. Buy some music. Really, seriously, people, support your own. Hey, we're bad at that. Be back in a little bit. Dr. B joins me after the break. Got a lot to talk about.